Now, this just totally caught my eye because of the idea of incorporating some iced tea with ice cream. First of all, what were you thinking?
Well, we want to highlight that the digital is really just another ingredient for our restaurateur and chefs. As you like, you know, you demonstrated it nicely. Sound plays an incredible important role in how we perceive foods. The examples you gave are great examples because I can play faster music, and then people have shown that in cafeterias, for example, people eat faster. In a cafe, you can play certain sounds with a deep frequencies, and it makes the coffee taste more or less bitter. So it's a subtle way, but it's an important way to change how you perceive food. And we thought, oh, well, why don't we think that a bit further and develop this interactive ice cream cone, because everybody likes ice cream. Or ice cream. Do you like ice cream?
I definitely like ice cream.
So great. So then you know that when you eat ice cream, it's a joyful food, right? And it's a food that you often eat with other people. So it's joyful, and it facilitates social interactions. It's one of the small things in life where I think they are so important. And we want to underline with digital technology why they are so important. So the ice cream cone works in the way that it's a 3D printed ice cream cone. So it looks like a regular ice cream cone. It feels like a regular ice cream cone. It uses regular ice cream that goes on top. You can use any kind of flavor you like. And then the only thing you can't do is you can't eat it, right? So it's a 3D printed ice cream cone, but we put a small microcontroller or computer inside that can sense when you're eating the ice cream. So when your mouth or your tongue touches the ice cream, we can sense that. And then we also embedded a small little speaker that then plays digital sounds every time you get in contact with the ice cream.
Okay, so what sort of sounds are being played with from the cone?
So that's exactly what we like researched, yeah. So we can do, the favorite seems to be at the moment little individual tones. So da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. People seem to like a lot because the ice cream cone is also wireless. So you can detect if there's another ice cream cone nearby. And so if you're eating with your friend, if both of us eat exactly at the same time, it plays a different melody. And for example, louder or at a higher frequency. So you're creating like a soundscape. And it's almost like creating music together while eating ice cream. And that's important because we then highlight that it's like a new ingredient that can help you pay more attention to how you eat and what you eat. So our participants said that they paid more attention what kind of flavor it is, and it kind of amplified the flavor. So, for example, if the sounds were more cold, you know, by cold, like a howling, kind of howling wind, they said the ice cream actually felt colder. And they realized that their friend or partner, so we did studies with, you know, people at home, roommates together or intimate couples, and they said, I never realized how quickly my partner eat ice cream until we came across the Wii screen, interactive ice cream. Or I never knew that I eat so so slow versus my partner eats small little bites. So they became more aware how we are eating. And I think that's really important, and because I'm not sure about you, but when I often eat ice cream, you know, eat the end of the tub, and you kind of realize, oh, I didn't even realize I ate the whole thing.
Absolutely. You spot on. I think many people listening this morning, even though ice cream may not be on the breakfast menu, will be nodding because you think, I just inhaled that ice cream and I have no memory. So is there a connection then to using music and sound to slow down or change our diets and change our eating habits?
So that, yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to investigate because, yeah, like the example with the, you know, eating a lot of ice cream and not enjoying it, I think is you know, a bit of a danger. And I think it's often because we are looking at our phones at the same time and scrolling through like endless feeds, which kind of distracts us from the joy that the ice cream should bring. And we think it's not the technology's fault. It's just because we designed the technology in a very bad way. But if we design it in the right way, then it can actually highlight the joy and the social interaction that comes with food.
Well, certainly with ice cream, it's much joy and as you say, social interaction. So these cones, are they going to be rolled out to an ice cream store near us, this musical cone, the Wee Screamers?
So yeah, so that's what we're planning next. I mean, working with the hospitality industry because, you know, we really need to support them at the moment. And they realize also that, you know, it's not just the food that they're offering, right? I mean, you have all these food delivery services that bring your restaurant meal at home. It's an experience that they're offering, right? And they need to encourage people to go out and really enjoy and realize that it's an experience that they're paying for. So that's why we want to use that as a way to highlight that it's not just about the food, it's the overall experience that people are getting when going out. So we see this being rolled out either like at ice cream parlors, but also at like, you know, special functions at a wedding, at a reception that you also have to organize for your work. We really want to engage people with the food and facilitate a new kind of experience that surprises and delights people again about food.
Well, there you are. Do people, when they trial it, do they have to sign a wafer? look, I got them all. Hey, thanks so much, Professor
Muller. I'm going to use that one from now on.
You can use that one. All right, good to talk to you this morning.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Professor Floyd Muller from Monash University's Faculty of IT with their musical ice cream cone. So it's called Wee Scream.